Jishyang vaisyamanaya krishne param puruse bhakti rutpadyate pungsha shoka moha bhayapaha. In the previous verse we have discussed how to be free from the unwanted association, anartha upasamam saksha. Material life means to be involved with so many unwanted things. That is material life. At the present moment, especially in this Kali Yuga, we are very, very much fallen. Manda samanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita prayana alpa ayusha kalavasmin yuge jana. So this human life is especially meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness or spiritual understanding of life. Unfortunately, we are very, very slow. Manda means bad, fallen, abominable. The whole population in this age, that very, very fallen, manda. Why manda? They have advanced so much in material comforts. That is not required. Real requisition is how to develop our spiritual understanding. That is want. But they are not interested. Manda. Manda means slow or very, very bad. They do not know. People say, just like you go in European and American cities for chanting Hare Krishna, and especially the Indian gentlemen, they come, they laugh. They say, what is this? We have rejected the so-called Hare Krishna chanting, and these people have taken and chanting in the street. They think that many students in Europe and America, Indian students, I mean to say, they put forward their question to me, Swamiji, how this Hare Krishna mantra will help us? At the present moment, we require technology. They challenge me. Of course, I reply, this is the position of India. They have given up Hare Krishna. They are working very hard for getting some money for bread. It is said in the Shastra that in the Kali Yuga, people will have to work so hard like an ass to get their morsel of food. We have seen in Calcutta somebody with sacred thread, he was pulling thela and perspirating, And somebody known to him, he said, Manditji, Palaji, means I offer my respect to you. And the Thelawala says, Jita Rahu. This is the position. A Brahmana is pulling thela. It is working like an ass. Pulling thela is not the business of human being. But although he thinks himself to be a Brahmana, he is engaged in pulling thela. This is Kali's position. Manda. Manda, manda matayo, manda bhagya. Unfortunate. Therefore, Rishabhdev has forbidden that this life, human form of life, is not meant for working so hard like hogs and dogs. Nayang deho deho bhajang miloke kastan kaman arhati birbhujang ji. This is the advice. But we are advancing in civilization. To get our food, we have to work so hard. This is condemnation of life. Human life should be very peaceful and without any hard work, we shall get our food and save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is human life. Not that for sense gratification we work so hard like an ass. This is called anartha. Anartha means unwanted things. We can see practically the birds and bees, they are living very easy and comfortable life without any problem. They rise early in the morning regularly, you have seen. As soon as there is little light, immediately they will rise up and they will talk among themselves and go one tree to another and will eat one or two fruits, little fruits, ample fruit. They have no scarcity of food and live very pleasantly for eating, sleeping, sex life, they have no problem. These are primary necessities of life. Why there should be problem for these things? But in the human society, there is problem. That is called the effect of Kali Yuga. Effect of Kali Yuga means the so-called advancement of material civilization means to become godless. Immoral, and they must suffer. That is going on. So we are increasing our anarthas. Anarthas, and we are becoming entangled in the cycle of birth and death. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Once we take a certain type of body, we enjoy or suffer for some time, then again we have to give up this body, tatha dehantara prapti, and there is no guarantee what sort of body we are going to get, but it is certain that you are going to get a body, and that may be offered to you by the laws of nature. It may be more important body than what we have got just now, or it may be less important. It may be cats and dogs or hogs, and it may be the body of demigod. That is according to karma. So in this way, we are passing our life eternally. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. We get one type of body, and again, we give it up, dehantaram prapti. This is called anartha. Anartha. Anartha upasama. What is that anartha? This is anartha. Why shall I get a new type of body? I am eternal. Nitta sasatoyam nahannate hannamane sarire. Why I am getting this temporary body? This is called Brahma Jigyasa. Unless a man is awakened to this consciousness, why? Kena Upanishad. He is not human being. He is animal. The animal cannot question, the dog cannot question, that why I have got this dog's body and my master has got the human body. No, he has no such knowledge. But if a human being cannot consider that I am also an animal and this dog is also an animal, I am situated so comfortably and the dog is loitering in the street for a little food, why this condition? So, Shastra says, Tatha Dehantara Prapti, one should think, then if I get another body, whether I shall get the dog's body or a human body or demigod's body, that is consideration, that is intelligence. Not that because I have got this American comfortable body or Indian comfortable body, I should be very much satisfied and do whatever nonsense I think. No. We are under the grip of the stringent laws of material nature. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma junish. This is human intelligence. One should not be satisfied with this comfortable or so-called educated human body. We should be prepared what we are going to get next. That is real knowledge. Because it is anartha. Anartha means unwanted. Why shall I get at all anybody? I am eternal, I must live eternally. That is human knowledge. That is called Brahma Jigyasa. So, Vyasdev, Vidwan, Vidyan Chakri Sattata Sanghita. He is learned. We are all fools. He has made for us. He is compassionate. Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna, those who are actually advanced Brahmana, they take care of. But those who are not Brahmanas, Sri Shudra, Vaishya, and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means born in her family. Brahman, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, but does not take care of the real values of life, or does not know what is spiritual life, he is called Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means a friend of a Dija. He cannot be called the born of a Dija. This particular name is very significant. Dijabandhu. Just like a son of a high court justice. You can call him the son of the justice, but he is not justice. Similarly, a son born in Brahmana family, Kshatriya family, higher circle, if he does not act like that, then he should be called according to his qualification. Tattenaiva vinidhise jadi annatra vidhise ta. This is the instruction of Narada. If the son of a Brahmana has acquired the qualities of a Shudra, then he should be called a Shudra, not a Brahmana. Unfortunately, in India especially, where we have got all the Shastras, against the Shastras, without any qualification of a Brahmana, one is claiming to be Brahmana. Maharaj Prithu's time, he was especially supervising whether a Brahmana is engaged in his Brahminical activities, whether a Kshatriya is engaged in his Kshatriya activities, not that a Brahmana is engaged in Shudra activities, and he should be called a Brahmana. that was restricted formally. So, if we want to become free from anartha, then we must follow the Vedic way of civilization. Gunakarma vibhagasa. Chatutvannam maya system gunakarma vibhag. According, the other day I was suggesting the governor that open Varnasram College. As we are training a medical practitioner, an engineer, or any particular type of life, similarly, there must be training, school and college, where a person or a boy may be educated as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya. It is a very simple thing. We should not, I am suggesting, the secular government does not mean that let people do whatever he likes. No. Jatamat tatapat. No, that is not it. A government's duty is, if anyone is proclaiming himself a Hindu, the government must see that he is acting as a Hindu. If a person is acting, claiming to be Muslim, he must act as a Muslim. That is secular government. Secular government may be impartial, but it is not the government's duty to let the people to be whimsical, whatever he likes he can do. No. That is not secular. So we are discussing on this part. So these anarthas will increase as long as we are godless rascals and demons. Therefore, here it is suggested, anartha apasamang saksad bhakti yoga madhakkaji. If you want to be a right gentleman, means according to your position, if you are a brahmana, you should act as a brahmana. If you are a kshatriya, you should act as a kshatriya. If you are a vaishya, you act as a vaishya. And if you are none of them, then you are a sudra. In this way, if we live like a gentleman, then we can make progress further in spiritual advancement. If we live foolishly, whimsically, as we like, jasastra vidhimasya vartate kamachara, whatever we like, and others engage, yes, whatever we do, it is right. Jatama tatapa. This is raskalyam. This is not. Now you must act according to the Shastra. But there may be question that whether it is possible now to revive the old culture position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore not condemned but rejected. When he was talking with Sri Ramananda Rai, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was putting question and Ramananda Rai was answering. In the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Ramananda Rai, what is the aim of life, sadhya sadhana? What is the aim of life and how to achieve it? So, Ramananda Rai, he was a learned scholar and devotee, he prescribed the varnasram dharma. He said, this is the beginning of human life. And he quoted a verse from the Vishnu Purana. Varnasrama charuvata purusheena parapraman Vishnu aradhati nanna tattu sukarana. Because our aim of life is to approach Lord Vishnu. Nate vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu. The modern civilization, they do not know it. Nate vidu. What is the aim of life? The aim of life is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. That is the aim of life. Just like ordinarily, the common citizen, a good citizen, his duty is to abide by the laws of the state. That is called good citizen. And if you do not become a good citizen, then you are put into the prison house. Good citizen and bad citizen. Similarly, the aim of human life is to approach Vishnu. But the materialistic person, they do not care for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they manufacture their own plan with materialistic idea. Durasayaje bahirarthama, bahirartha, the external necessity, that is called bahirartha. The bahirartha and anartha is the same thing, because that is not necessary. We are born under certain laws of the nature. Now, instead of trying to improve this, that cannot be improved, because the destiny is there. If you are to enjoy a certain type of happiness, it is there already. With your birth, a particular type of body which you have obtained, that is already there. You don't require to improve it, it will never be improved. Our main business is how to improve in spiritual life. That is required. Materially, but if you improve in spiritual life, then if you have got any desire for material improvement, that will be automatically served. You don't require to try for it separately. Tasyaiva heto prajatita kovida nanabhati jad brahmatamu parjada tallabhati dukha badanna tasukham kalena sarvatra gavira rangas. This is the conclusion of the Shastra, that you have got this human form of life. Your only business is how to advance in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. This is your only business. But because you are surrounded by so many unwanted things, anartha, we are becoming entangled in the cycle of birth and death and old age and disease in different forms. So we do not know it. Most people, they do not know it. Therefore, Vasudev, lokasya janata, because these fools and rascals, they do not know it, therefore he has compiled the Sattata Sanghita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And the next, it is recommended, jasang vaisiyamanaya krishne paramapuruse bhakti rutpadate pungsang sokamoha bhayava. The bhakti yoga means to become free from these anarthas, unwanted things we have created. How we shall become free from the anarthas, that is recommended. Tasyangvaisa, that Sattata Sanghita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if we hear regularly, Jasyangvaisiyamanaya, simply by hearing. You don't require to understand even. The hearing is so powerful. That is stated in another place. Sinnatanga sakata krishna punna sravana kita. Krishna katha is punna sravana kita. If you simply hear and talk about Krishna, you become pious. Even if we don't understand the Sanskrit or English, simply if we become eager to hear about Krishna, then you become pious. It is so powerful. Therefore it is recommended, jasyang vaisiyamanaya nittanga bhagavata sevaya. This should be our practice. We are giving this Bhagavata translation all over the world. And you'll be surprised that we are selling more than 30-40 lakhs of rupees per month. This movement is helping the whole human civilization. So, just sang, if one purchases, and that is our propaganda, somewhere or other, we are giving one book. This is in in the matter of following the footprints of our Guru Maharaj. Our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, he was publishing one small paper, Dainik Nadia Prakash in Bengal. And if Brahmachari would go and sell a few copies, he would be very, very glad. He would be very, very glad. Similarly, he advised me also that if you get some money, publish book. And he used to say that this press propaganda, the publication propaganda, is bihat mridanga. Just to satisfy him, we are trying to publish this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, very authoritative books in English. And by the grace of Krishna, it is unique in the history that religious book can be sold 40 lakhs of rupees per month. It is record-breaking. There is no such instance. Because we are trying to give the opportunity, just sang by Isriyamanayam, simply by hearing. He'll become pious. People are suffering on account of becoming impious. So one cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna, unless he has finished his impious activity. Jisham tu antakatam papam jananam punyakarmana te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti maam dhirabhya. This is the principle. You cannot keep men in their impious activities, at the same time he becomes religious or God-conscious. That is not possible. That is not possible. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prescribed a very easy method to become pious. That is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Chaita Darpana Marjana. The real disease is within our heart. Ridhirogo kamo. Ridhirogo kamo. We have got a disease, heart disease. What is that? Kamo, lusty desires. That is called Ridhirogo kamo. So we have to cure this heart disease, Ridhirogo kamo. And that will be done simply by chanting and hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. Chaita darpana marjanam. The heart is all right, but it is covered by the material dirty things, namely the three gunas, sata, raja, tamo, guna. But by hearing simply Srimada Bhagavatam, by hearing chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, you will be purified. Nittanga Bhagavata Sivaya. Nashta prayesu abhadresu nittanga bhagavata seva. Nittanga bhagavata, if we take this opportunity, we are opening centers all over the world just to give the people this opportunity, nittanga bhagavata seva. Anartha upasamam sakshad bhakti yogam. Then, as soon as the heart is cleansed by hearing about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna upadesh. Because by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be interested in Krishna. Upadesh about Krishna. That is also Krishna upadesh. And the upadesh instruction given by Krishna, that is also Krishna upadesh. So this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you go and preach and make propaganda about Krishna upadesh. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching all our men how to spread Krishna opposition, how to spread Krishna consciousness. Then anartha upasamam saksha, then all the unwanted things he has contaminated will be finished. Then pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Pure consciousness means to understand that I am very much intimately connected with Krishna as part and parcel. Just like my finger is very intimately connected with my body. Intimate. If there is little pain in the finger, I become so much disturbed. Because I have got intimate connection with this finger. Similarly, we have got intimate connection with Krishna. And we are fallen. Therefore, Krishna also feels little pain and therefore he comes down. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskitam dharma samasthapuna thaya sambhavami juge juge. Krishna is feeling pain. So you become Krishna conscious, then Krishna will feel pleasure. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.